you, Madam Chair. 100 years ago, Denmark and Germany drew up a new border after a public referendum in the regions affected. It created the best possible border, but of course also left national minorities on both sides. Together, Germany and Denmark, minority and majority population, have created a peaceful border region that we're proud of. But the success is work in progress and unfortunately an exception in the international context. Persons belonging to minorities, be it national, racial, religious, or sexual minorities, are too often faced with discrimination, a sense of not belonging, and a feeling that their positive contribution to their societies isn't acknowledged. New digital technology and social media has made stigmatization and hate speech easier in this context, and it has made hate speech more efficient. We must combat it with a strong human rights-based approach to these technologies. States must step up their efforts to ensure that all actors rise to the occasion, from the design over the development to dissemination and governance. Upholding and advancing human rights must be at the core. States remain the primary duty bearers in this regard, but the tech industry, and in particular social media platforms, must contribute. Denmark has established the office of our tech ambassador to engage with the tech companies on these matters in a spirit of constructive dialogue. Together, we hope we can address the complex issues faced by minorities and promote concrete solutions that address the specific challenges. We look forward to further input today to inspire us in this regard. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.